A fresher look at string floss. Rethinking Interdental Biofilm Management. By Joanne Garenlian. Published, October 8, 2025. Note. Don't miss Dr. Garenlian's updated continuing education course titled, A Fresher Look at String Floss, available in the ADHACE Smart Catalog. It offers an evidence-based update to interdental care recommendations. I want to be clear, I am not anti-floss. As dental hygienists, we rely on floss every day. You likely have it in your bathroom, in your operatory drawer, in your desk, and in your bag. But decades of recommending floss as the universal gold standard for interdental cleaning may not align with the most current evidence. The evidence is shifting. Fewer than 30% of individuals floss regularly. And among those who do, many struggle with proper technique. Without correct technique, flossing is often ineffective. String floss requires significant coordination and dexterity, and many patients simply do not have the ability to perform it well. Contemporary dental hygiene textbooks reflect this reality. Authors note that high-quality flossing is difficult for most patients. When gingival inflammation is present, interdental brushes are preferred. And the evidence supporting flossing as an adjunct to toothbrushing is weak. Most importantly, no evidence shows that flossing reduces interproximal caries. In the United States, messages still emphasize brush, floss, rinse. Meanwhile, the European Federation of Periodontology recommends interdental brushes as first-line therapy. Their evidence-based guidelines state that floss is only indicated in healthy mouths. What does the science show? Interdental brushes remove plaque below the gingival margin more effectively than traditional floss. Patients also find them easier to use, which leads to better compliance. Oral irrigators also improve gingival health beyond what toothbrushing alone can accomplish. These devices are especially helpful for patients with orthodontics, implants, or dexterity challenges. An emerging technology, such as custom-fit mouthpieces with three-dimensional water jets, can support gingival health with very short daily use. If only a small portion of patients floss regularly, and many consistently ask for alternatives, why do we continue sending them home with floss containers? This shift highlights the importance of individualized care. Each patient presents with unique anatomy, disease status, and dexterity needs. Our recommendations should reflect those differences. Floss remains appropriate for patients with healthy gingiva and tight interproximal contacts. But for patients with periodontal disease, larger embrasure spaces, or physical limitations, different tools will serve them better. Evidence-based approaches that provide patients with tools they will actually use consistently represent the direction interdental care is moving. Why does this updated course matter? The evidence on interdental care has evolved significantly since 2021, prompting an update and refresh of the original course. With updated guidelines and new technologies, dental hygienists need clear, evidence-based guidance to make informed recommendations. The newly released course provides assessment frameworks, sizing techniques, and communication strategies that support moving beyond one-size-fits-all recommendations. This is not about changing everything we do. It is about having the tools to customize care appropriately. Dr. Garenlian's refreshed course, A Fresher Look at String Floss, reviews the evidence, provides practical assessment tools, and offers patient communication strategies to support personalized interdental care recommendations. Joanne Garenlian is the ADHA Director of Education, Research, and Advocacy, Professor Emerita in the Department of Dental Hygiene at Idaho State University, past President of the International Federation of Dental Hygienists 2013-2016, and past President of the American Dental Hygienists Association, 1990-1991. End.